Cameron, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you were discussing with cattle producers today here at this Texoma Cattlemen's Conference. You were really, I think, trying to establish a baseline, it seems like, for these producers to understand what we're facing these days regarding the people that don't like animal agriculture very much or not at all.
Yeah, that's true. I think we too often engage in conversations with people who don't want or desire our product. When there are the vast majority of Americans, 90%+, who love our product and want it and enjoy it every single day. And so when we're dealing with these threats to our industry, whether it be animal welfare activism or environmental activism, I think we always have to keep in mind that Americans are meat eaters. They love our product. And so an issue such as sustainability, I view it as a tremendous opportunity for American farmers and ranchers. It is an opportunity to share who we are, what we believe in, why we do what we do, and how our values align with those of our consumers who love our products.
You clearly believe we have a very good story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just telling your story, it's engaging in a dialogue. So if someone has concerns about meat and they're a meat consumer, we should have the courage to talk about their concerns. They might not be right all the times, but they may have some legitimate concerns. So it's up to us to engage in that constructive dialogue to help educate consumers, to reflect their concerns through our appreciation for their viewpoint, but to speak the truth and to speak it proudly. I'm very proud of the role that my company plays in helping to feed the world, and I like talking about it. And I think we need to do more of that as an industry.
Seems like that some of the guys, that folks that do not like animal agriculture and modern production agriculture, they're getting maybe even more brazen. Things like this most recently, this new McDonald video that's out there. It just seems like they're really trying to really tear down modern production agriculture.
Yeah, I think they feel they've got us on the run, frankly. They're not seeing a commensurate response to the rhetoric that they're putting out in the media. And so in that vacuum, their story rings legitimate, true, and unchallenged. We're seeing some groups like the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance that are stepping up and putting farmers out there to combat some of these notions. But in that echo chamber, when they're not exposed, they're not presented with the alternative viewpoint, then their views just run amok and they go out of control, unfortunately.
You're involved with this global roundtable on sustainable beef. There's been some criticism by some U.S. cattle producers. Why are their groups involved with something like this? Why is this particular effort at the global level important?
It's extremely important because, number one, it brings a very segmented value chain all together in one room to discuss common challenges. At the end of the day, no one raises cattle. They raise beef. And ultimately, someone is going to consume that beef, which means ultimately someone needs to process that animal, someone needs to pack that meat into a box, and then someone needs to sell that beef to a consumer. Anything that we can empower the end of the chain to sell product responsibly with full knowledge and foresight on what happened in the chain is good for our overall industry. And what the Global Roundtable is trying to do is bring everyone around the table to have a rational discussion about sustainability. I think we often see in the marketplace, frankly, irrational dialogue around this issue. And it's all putting pressure on farmers and ranchers, and no one's taking into account the impact on rural lives, rural economies, generational aspects of passing agricultural operations down to your children, the challenges that we face in rural America. No one's talking about that. But those are key sustainability issues, right? And then also, how do we feed the planet in a way that respects the finite natural resources that we have? And yes, a lot of environmentalists talk about that, and they attack farmers and ranchers about that. But I believe in my heart of hearts, and I've dealt with thousands and thousands of farmers and ranchers, they're the original stewards of the land. They are the true environmentalists. And we've allowed groups to kind of bastardize that term into something that has a negative connotation when we talk about it. Well, we shouldn't have any problems talking about environmental stewardship. We're on the land every day, aren't we? So let's take pride and talk about what we're doing. I understand that some people would have trepidation about a global group, but the Global Roundtable is really about empowering producers, setting a common baseline for what does sustainability even mean, but not setting standards for how you have to meet sustainable outcomes. It's really about empowerment.
For the U.S. producer, what's the call to action here?
So for the U.S. producer, the call to action is embrace sustainability as an opportunity as opposed to a threat. It is a wonderful way for you to look at the social, economic, and environmental challenges and opportunities on your operation and in your industry going forward, and for your children and for your grandchildren. And then to be able to use this term as a tool to achieve your desired outcomes and accomplishments. It is not a threat unless we disengage and don't talk to those who are interested in this issue. So, for example, there is now a U.S. roundtable for sustainable beef, and it's all about promoting the American beef system, taking on the challenges that we face in the United States, whether it be social, environmental, or economic, in a sober and a rational manner, to where we can demonstrate to the rest of the world that when it comes to sustainable beef, no one can compete with the Americans.
Seems like you alluded to this within your presentation, that we're fighting perception from folks that have got a full stomach.
Yeah, I think in very developed economies, people who are not concerned about where their next meal comes from have the luxury to obsess over some of these issues. That's not to say that animal welfare is not important, sustainability is not important, environmental responsibility is not important. But they're not talking about those issues in Africa or China or India where people are concerned about their next meal. So it truly is a luxury to talk about these issues. And because of that, we have to be very rational and sober about how we address sustainability. If we simply create a system that is relevant for Europe and for the wealthy, there will be a lot of brown and yellow people who will starve and die. And that's immoral, okay? Anything that promotes systems that produce less with more, I believe it's immoral, because we have a huge challenge of feeding the world before us. We need to take that on in a rational and very focused manner and empower people. I think farmers and ranchers are incredibly innovative and entrepreneurial, and if you pose a challenge to them, much like we did in the first agricultural, the Green Revolution, as they called it at the time, farmers rise to meet that challenge. They meet it and then some. And so all the advancements we've made up until today, give us the opportunity to meet this great 2050 challenge, where 9 billion mouths will be on the planet Earth. They'll be hungry mouths. They'll be desirous of beef. They'll be desirous of protein. It's an excellent opportunity, and I think no one is better equipped to meet that challenge than the United States cattlemen.